Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. There are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast. 8 minutes past the hour, it's Faith Radio. If you're on your way to work right now, something to be considering this week. Far East Broadcasting Corporation is broadcasting the life-changing Word of God in 40 different countries and 100 different languages. And as you're just driving along the freeway there or getting ready for work, be thinking of all those people around the world, those unreached people groups, the forgotten people, as FEBC likes to call them. They are just waiting to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And listeners all over the world have been asking for radios because they want to know more about the living God who has the power to restore hope in their lives. And you can be involved. You can share the gospel by giving a radio today. Every $30 you give to FEBC provides one radio, and every radio has the power to reach 25 people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be chatting with the president of Far East Broadcasting Corporation later this week, and I can tell you honestly, they have such a passion for reaching these folks around the world who desperately need to hear about God's love for them. Well, do Christians need to develop a much higher view of marriage in our culture? And could healthy Christian marriages even be a tool for drawing people to Christ? Joining us to weigh in on this is counselor and author KJ Nally. Good morning, KJ.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
I know you are very passionate about seeing marriages thrive and broken marriages restored. And I'm wondering, is there something in your own background that caused you to be so concerned about this issue?
Well, honestly, one of my greatest passions my husband and I share together is to teach biblical marriage so men and women can flourish in their relationship as they join on adventure for the Lord together. My husband and I call ourselves a couple saint, that we're on a wild adventure for the Lord together. A lot of that probably comes from even when we were dating. My husband does come from a broken family, and he witnessed the hurt of his parents divorcing. And so even while we were dating, we talked about that divorce would never be an option because there's so much more at stake than our own happiness. That there is a watching world and that the gospel was at stake.
You know, my own wife comes from a broken family, and it's interesting. When we were dating, I had so many conversations with her about how that impacted her. Her parents were divorced when she was 8 years old, and she has four siblings, and every one of them is in some state of disrepair because of what happened with her parents' marriage at such a critical time in their development. And my wife, thanks to the Lord and through counseling, was able to come out of the other side of that, not unscathed, but certainly, has had a lot of great healing in that on that particular issue. I'm wondering, how would you describe the current view of marriage in our culture, particularly among young people? And are you a millennial, KJ?
I am, yes.
Okay, so among your generation, among millennials, how do they view marriage at this point?
Right, well, you definitely have two sides of that. I think with millennials, you have the worldly view of marriage and even cohabitation that just screams of do whatever is going to be best for you, and that happiness is really, truly what is at stake, and that if you're not happy, then get out. And you have the side of the church that's screaming, the millennial generation, even that we want to do something different than what's been modeled even in front of us, that we are deeply concerned about real relationships and community. And as God has blessed us in marriages, that is our closest neighbor and that is our closest community. So we have something here in our generation that we all know from the media and what's going on in our world that marriage is one of the foundational and biggest topics in discussion, even in the political realm today. And so we have such a great need for upholding traditional marriage as God defines it in His Word.
You know,
and
one of the things
why I'm so passionate here,
and I'm so thankful you are. One of the things that troubles me about many Christian millennials is, and you, I'm sure you can empathize with this. There are individuals, many of them came from broken homes. Many of them saw their parents on divorce. And as you said, they want something better for their own life. But they have this fear that they are going to get divorced. They're going to go through that pain. They don't want to do it. So they think, well, just to be on the safe side, I'll live with this person just to kick the tires of this relationship, make sure it's right before I commit to marriage, thinking that somehow this is going to protect them from divorce, when in reality, and we've talked about this a lot in this program, when in reality, all the research would indicate that's exactly the wrong thing to do. They're shooting themselves in the foot, and they're increasing their chances not only for divorce, but putting themselves in situations where oftentimes when a couple's cohabiting and they get pregnant, the guy's gone within 2 years, leaving the mom to raise the child on her own. There's, as you I'm sure know, there's higher levels of domestic abuse among cohabiting couples, higher levels of infidelity, just on and on and on. So these young people, they think they're wanting to do the right thing. They're wanting a lifelong, they say, I want a soulmate. I don't want to blow it like my mom and dad did. So I'll just try this out to make sure. And I don't know if pastors are talking about this from the pulpit, are they?
Right. Well, I do think that it needs to be talked about more. I think that one of the problems we have within the church is that these hot topics are often hush-hush, and they're not talked about enough. In my second book that came out called Absorbed, Becoming Physically, Emotionally, and Spiritually Intimate as God Designed, is written to a young demographic, actually a generation under the millennials. But the need for young people to understand what the Bible actually says about how to have flourishing relationships and in the importance of choosing a spouse in a God-honoring way. We have a generation, millennials, you know, those under, those before, that we believe a pop Christianity instead of truly what the Bible says. And if we don't have the Bible as our foundation, then morality and making choices for our lives really has no basis at all. So I encourage young people, people my age, older people, that we have got to get back to the basics of what does God's Word say of how we are to most glorify Him in all of life.
Let me ask you this, KJ. As you talk to Christian friends who are separated or divorced, especially those millennials that you know, what reasons are they giving for that decision?
Right. Well, with those, as well as many other people that we have counseled, the biblical family, the Christian family, is facing endangerment as even Christians enter into this realm of divorce or separation. And as the court system normally defines these cases that end in divorce as irreconcilable differences, or basically we weren't happy in our marriage and so we needed a change. And the fear there is that we're believing this lie that God is after our happiness at all costs. But the truth is that as we look at suffering in life, as we look at a Christian suffering with chronic disease or the couple that loses a child, a Christian who's unhappily married, that why would divorce then become the option if it is a season of suffering that God has allowed them to endure? And so their response is of unhappiness normally, and that there's too much going on that could be ever reconciled. But we know that God is a God of reconciliation, and that in His power, He is capable of bringing these broken marriages to unity again. And we've gotten to witness that in counseling cases, which have been beautiful.
You know, the research shows that about 60% of divorces in this country are what psychologists would call low conflict divorces. In other words, there isn't a lot of yelling and fighting. It's just two people who say, well, we fell out of love, or that relationship was no longer meeting my needs. It wasn't self-actualizing me. How do you react when you hear that?
Well, truthfully, in brokenness, God isn't after our God is after our joy, not our happiness. And happiness is based on emotion and circumstances. You know, joy is rooted in God's sufficiency and a belief that He will overcome even in the darkest of times. And joy, as you mentioned, as the overall message of us talking here on the radio, joy showcases the gospel. So something is so much more at stake. And when you hear a Christian couple that's saying that they're going to get out of a beautiful beacon to showcase the gospel to the dying world, it is absolutely overwhelmingly heartbreaking, because we have something here that God has allowed us to enjoy the benefits of, a communion with another believer in marriage. And then when we break that bond that He has put together, that He says that no man should break apart, we really are hurting our gospel witness to people who are watching. So I think even more so than the brokenness for that couple, and they're missing out on so many joys and benefits by staying married and as God works through their marriage, the greater loss here is what it does to the lost person or the atheist that's looking at Christian marriages saying, well, gosh, if you guys can't even live differently and with the person you're supposed to love the most, well, then what is different about Christianity? You know, and God's word tells us that they will know us by our love for one another. Well, we've got to love our closest neighbor with that selfless, sacrificial love that Christ has done for us. And a lot of times marriage being the hotbed for, you know, sin and suffering, we live day in and day out with that person, that's the greatest relationship we could ever show, that die to self kind of relationship that Christ has done for us.
Mm. You know, the positive side of that is that a thriving Christian marriage can be a light to a neighborhood and such a witness to non-believers, especially, you know, with the divorce statistics and so many marriages falling apart in this world, and certainly just in our neighborhood. I think of several people I know who are going through divorce, have been through divorce, are single parents raising kids, and I think about the pain that they have been through. And, you know, I want our marriage, I want my wife and I to have a marriage that shows a whole different quality to those people around us. And certainly we blow it at times. We're not perfect. We're saved. Thank the Lord for that. We're forgiven. But what a great opportunity for all of us who have Christian marriages to really work on having such a vital, exciting marriage that just shines that light. So we're not hiding under a bushel, but we're saying to the world, and we're welcoming people into our family through, you know, acts of service and kindness and reaching our neighbors. I think that's something that all of us should see that potential there. And it sounds like that's what you and your husband are teaching as well.
That's right. And realizing too that we're married to a sinner saint. So though we are married to a Christian who is filled with the Holy Spirit to live in a God-honoring way, they're still sinner, and I'm still sinner, and that we have to just lavish grace on one another day in and day out, because that's the way that we can truly live in a way that will flourish and others will see, as we love one another, as we forgive one another, as we are on adventure and have fun together. Another message that's often lost, especially with our young people, is that Christianity isn't some stoic religion, but it's a religion. It is joy. It's a relationship with Christ that leads us into adventure. And so the reason why we buy into the lies of the world, whether it be cohabitating, premarital sex, divorce, these lies, because we think that there's something better for us. And that's the same lie that was Adam and Eve's downfall in the Garden of Eden, was that they believed that God was withholding something from them. And we've got to trust that God is after our best for His glory. So when He tells us a way is best, we've got to trust Him. And that is in our marriages, keeping the covenant that we said on our wedding day is a way that honors God, because He has something so much more for us and for the world around us to see through it.
Mm. KG Nally, we appreciate so much what you had to say this morning. And how can folks find out more about you and your ministry?
Sure. We have a website. It's absorbedinhim.com, and there's different resources about marriage and dating and even adoption on there, which my husband and I are very passionate about.
Next time you join us, we'll talk about your adoption story and a book you wrote on that topic, absorbedinhim.com. KJ Nally, thank you so much for your time this morning. May God continue to guide and direct your husband in your wonderful work.
Thank you, Bill.
26 past the hour. This is Faith Radio. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.